The Oyster River got its name for an obvious reason. Years ago, it was home to more than 100 acres of oysters. Old maps suggest the reefs were 2 miles long. Ray Kaniski, director of marine science at the Nature Conservancy, says that picture has changed dramatically.
It's a river that historically has been tremendous in terms of oyster growth and populations, not anymore so. We're down to probably a couple acres of live oyster reefs.
Ray Grizzle, a marine biologist with UNH's Jackson Lab, says the mouths of all the rivers that flowed into the Great Bay once teemed with oysters.
The major other beds were Central Great Bay near Nanny Island, and then the main stem of the Piscataqua apparently had huge long reefs. We've got remnant shell there that goes several miles from the General Sullivan all the way on up. They're still approximately where they are, but the reefs are much less dense. That's the problem.
Much less dense. All told, the Great Bay Estuary has lost more than 90% of its oyster reefs. The diseases MSX and Dermo wiped out much of the population, but Grizzle says over-harvest, poor water quality, and an influx of sediments are also part of the problem.
Some of these tributary areas are very dynamic with their sediment transport. We had a spring of 06 flood deposited about 3 inches of sediment on one of our reefs there. So we see you can lose them all in one flood.
But UNH, the Nature Conservancy, and the Piscataqua Region Estuaries Partnership have partnered to help restore this once prolific shellfish. On a 50-foot barge, a crane hoists a one-ton bag of surf clam and quahog shells. Crews guide the bag to the edge, untie the bottom, and dump the shells into the Oyster River. The Nature Conservancy's Ray Kaniski says 100 bags of shells will form a 100 by 400-foot reef that researchers hope oyster larvae will cling to. Last year, a pilot project showed success.
Last year, we caught about 1,000 oysters for every 1 ton of shell we put down. So this year, we're putting 100 tons of shell down. We hope to get, by the end of the season, about 100,000 live set of oysters at a minimum.
Kaniski says the more success, the better, because the average adult oyster can filter 20 gallons of water a day.
There's excess sediments and there are excess nutrients, and the oysters are able to survive that even in this river here, the Oyster River that we're working in.
Oysters filter the algae and phytoplankton that result from too much nitrogen. That in turn could help the eelgrass that currently can't survive in the bay. Again, UNH's Ray Grizzle.
No question that oysters remove nitrogen, but it's fairly complex as to how much, the form that it comes out in, and what happens to it thereafter.
Grizzle says the idea of restoring enough oysters to clear the bay of its pollution problems isn't likely, but oysters absorb nitrogen, and researchers are exploring the idea of developing more oyster farms. Perhaps growing them and then removing them for sale could also remove some of the nitrogen polluting the bay. For NHPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.